الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام. تبارك ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. إن شاء الله after the remaining salah, a tafsir program will take place. All brothers are requested to participate, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi. Those brothers that have completed their salah, requested to come forward, reminding those that are still reading their salah. Come forward, jazakumullah. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, nastaghfiru wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. Wa nashhadu anna sayyidana wa nabiyyana wa maulana Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluhu. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, ar-Rahmanir rahim, maliki yawmiddin, iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in, ihdina s-siratal mustaqim, siratal ladhina an'amta alayhim, ghayril maghdubi alayhim waladdallin. Sadaqallahu al-azim, rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri, واهل العقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد الحمد لله through the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala initiated the first dars of Quran last week and we discussed the small verse bismillahir rahmanir rahim in much detail moving on to surah fatiha surah fatiha has 7 verses and No other scripture of the past, no other divine books of the past have had Surah Fatiha inside them. This is the honor of the Quran that the Quran has been, that Surah Fatiha has been included in the Quran for the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Surah Fatiha, the word Fatiha means the opening, hence the reason why the Surah has been put in the beginning of the Quran as the opening of the Quran. We discussed that the surah is a Makki surah and last week it was explained briefly about Makki and Madani surahs and what they mean. Surah Fatiha starts with the hamd, the ta'rif, the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. The word hamd, all praise, Alhamdulillah, all praise is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbul Alameen, the Lord of the worlds. This verse, this surah, and the first 2-3 verses of the surah, the first 3 verses of the surah, pertain to one understanding Tawheed. Tawheed is the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we say Alhamdulillah, that all praises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this means that everything that Allah has created in perfection, when we look into the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will find that everything is created perfectly. If we look at just within our own bodies, From the moment that we are born, and even before we are born, and until the moment we die, our bodies function exactly the same throughout our lives. 30 years, 50 years, 80 years, 100 years. Our digestive system works the same. Our eyesight works the same. We don't have to do anything. We don't have to do anything. And when we study the human body and the biology of the human body, it's amazing what we learn, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the body function. The cells inside the body, the nerves inside the body, and how delicate our body is, that if something in our body is slightly out of place, if a cell is slightly out of place or a nerve is slightly out of place, immediately it causes us problems. Immediately causes us problems. So just within ourselves only, if we are to look at our construction, everything is created completely accurately. Completely accurately. Similarly now, when we look at the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in general, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ, that verily in the creation of the skies and the earth, there are signs for those that have understanding. When we look at the sky, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the sky, there are no pillars. And when we look at the sun, the stars and the moon, the sun rises and goes down every day without any deficiency whatsoever. A perfect system. The moon cycle is a perfect system. The stars in the sky are a perfect system. And then surrounding our planet, the earth, we've got all the other planets surrounding us. And they are all orbiting in their own orbit. We've never heard that one planet has crashed with another planet. And this has been going on for thousands and millions or whatever years since Allah has created everything. Everything in perfection. And when we look at the universe, so we are only a small galaxy, like the end of a pinpoint in the universe. But like this, there are many, many other millions of universes. Imam Razi rahmatullah alayhi, in his Tafsir al-Kabir, mentions that there are 40,000 other worlds. This is going back 700 years ago, when we didn't have the scientific technology that we have nowadays to be able to see what's in space. As Abu Darda radiallahu anhu mentions that there are 80,000 other worlds. This was their speculation in those days. So when we look at the universe is also created in such a way and perfectly that we never hear of any great bang or anything like that that's happened in space. We look at the ozone layer that Allah Ta'ala has put around the earth. He has put it there to protect the earth, to protect us. So that any meteorite that's to come into the atmosphere of the earth, whilst it's going through the ozone layer, it is being fizzled off. Some may just come through still, but the large majority of the meteorites that come through, they get fizzled off through the ozone layer. Perfection. Hamd. We can only say that all praises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how big the universe is, how big the dominion is, nobody knows. This we don't know. Because according to the Quran, the universe, the dominion is expanding all the while. It's expanding. Now how much it is expanding, only Allah knows. And then within the universe, millions and millions of other galaxies and stars, only Allah knows how many. But each one has a purpose. رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. Allah Ta'ala does not create anything without a purpose. Allah Ta'ala creates everything for a purpose. So the sun has a purpose, the moon has a purpose, the stars have a purpose, the ozone layer has a purpose, other galaxies have a purpose. Allah has not created them just like that. There is a purpose, but that purpose is beyond our imagination. It's beyond our imagination. So hamd, all praises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my friends. At every point in our lives, we should be thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why the beginning portion of the Quran, when a person reads in the salah, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Hamidani Abdi, my servant has praised me. My servant has praised me. And then Allah Ta'ala goes on to say, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Rabbil Alameen, the Lord of the worlds. Alameen is the plural of Alam. Alam is one world. Alameen is many worlds. So how many other worlds there are, only Allah knows. So one is, the Mufassirin explained that just the way we have our world, there could be other worlds like this. And the other explanation the Mufassirin give is the world of the jinns. Another explanation they give is the world of vegetation. Everything in the world that has been created praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether even if it's a speck of dust on the ground, like Allah says, وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ, that there is nothing from what Allah has created except it praises Allah. So even a speck of dust, sand, on the ground praises Allah. How it praises Allah? وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْكَوْنَ أَسْتَسْمِيهَهُمْ. But you do not understand their praise. You do not understand that. They don't do like we do the dhikr. How they do the zikr, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. So Allah is the Lord of the worlds, and He's the Rabb. Rabb means to nurture. To nurture something from beginning to end in a systematic way. Just the way Allah Ta'ala nurtures us, or just the way a father would nurture and a mother would nurture their child. From the time the child is born until the child has become self-sufficient. This is what we call a Rabb. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Rabb of all the worlds. Whether it's plants, animals, vegetation. Allah ta'ala nurtures everything perfectly. We look at the plants, now we are in summer. In the spring we saw the trees blossoming. Every year we see the same tree. Autumn comes, all the leaves have gone, all the flowers have gone. Winter comes, it's completely bare. Spring comes, now the leaves start springing up again, the flowers start springing up again, and they look beautiful. Every year, same cycle. This is what we call Allah nurturing. Allah nurturing. Vegetation that is grown, food that is grown, it is through Allah's system as a Rabb, as a nurturer. Allah Ta'ala sends the rains in proportion, sends the heat in proportion, fertilize the ground in proportion for that vegetation to grow. Rabbul Alameen. And then the system that Allah Ta'ala has put in place is such that there are so many people behind the process of the vegetation and the growth until it comes to on our dinner table. So you've got the sun playing its part, you've got the moon playing its part, we've got the rain playing its part, the clouds playing their part, and then we've got the farmers playing their part, and we've got the warehouse distributors and the packers playing their part, and then going into the shops playing their part, and coming into our kitchens and our wives and mothers cooking them for us, playing their part. Thousands and thousands of people. Look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has coordinated for that morsel to come into our mouth. Rabb. Rabbul Alameen. And Allah is not just taking care of us, He is taking care of all plants, all animals, all insects. Everything Allah Ta'ala is taking care of in the universe. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. This divert our attention to the one supreme being, Tawheed, one Allah. Because only a supreme being has this capability. Nothing comes just out of a bang. Everything has a cause and an effect. So Allah Ta'ala is our Rabb. Okay? The word Rabb is also, like I mentioned last week, that Allah's name, the Ismul Dhat, Allah, is specific to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. We cannot name anybody else Allah. Similarly, the word Rabb, okay, just to call somebody Rabb or name somebody Rabb is not permissible because there is only one Rabb. But we can add Abd before it, okay, as the servant of the Rabb. So the word Rabb, Allah Ta'ala is our nurturer. And when we know that Allah is our nurturer, and there is no other supreme being that can manage all this, then our iman should be strong in Tawheed, in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There should be no reason for us whatsoever that we look for other deities. We look for other deities. Because if there was more than one deity, Allah says in the Quran Himself that if there was two Allahs, there would be a fight all the while. One will say, I want rain, the other one will say, I want snow. One will say, I want sunshine, the other one will say, I want dry. There will be havoc in the universe. There will be havoc. So Rabbul Alameen, Lord of all the worlds. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, last week Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim was explained in pretty much detail. Yani Allah is the most compassionate and most merciful. So this compassion and mercy we see throughout the world, the nurturing that Allah Ta'ala does throughout the world is Allah's compassion and mercy. Is Allah's compassion and mercy. Maliki Yawmiddin. Malik means the king. The king, Yawmiddin, for the day of retribution, the day of judgment. Yani, after accepting that Allah is one, after accepting that the most compassionate and most merciful is one, so my belief is in one Allah, and Allah is most compassionate and most merciful, therefore, I should be turning to Allah all the while, and He is most compassionate, most merciful in my difficulties also. At the same time, Allah Ta'ala is reminding us, He is Maliki Yawmiddin, He is also the master of the day of judgment. He is the master of the day of judgment. Master of the day of judgment, Maliki Yawmiddin, should divert our attention or turn our attention towards our actions in this life. That on the day of judgment, we are going to be accountable for our actions. They also call it Yawmul Jaza. Malik Yawmiddin, Yawmul Jaza, the day of retribution. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then will take account of each and every individual. So this reminds us that I am submitting myself to Allah, but just because I am submitting myself to Allah does not mean that I can do whatever I want. This means that now I need to be careful with my actions because I am accountable to Allah on the day of judgment for my actions. And Malik over here, the king and the master of the day of judgment, further explains to us that there will be no other greater king, Shehenshah, master on that day except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is an indication to those people in this world that claim arrogance, pride, and kingship, that the positions that they are in, they think that they are powerful. They think that they can do whatever they want with the people. They think they can do whatever they want in their positions. Allah is reminding every person, even with a slight bit of takabbur, pride inside their heart, that on the day of judgment, there is only going to be one master, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if anybody has even an iota of pride inside them, then that pride must come out. Because in the hadith it is mentioned that that person who has even an iota of pride inside them will not enter Jannah. Will not enter Jannah. من قال في قلب من كان في قلبه مثقال ذرة من الكبر لا يدخل الجنة. That that person who has even an iota of kibr, pride inside them, they will not enter Jannah. Maliki Yawm al-Din. Moving on, Allah Ta'ala then now is teaching us that we have accepted His greatness. We have accepted His greatness. We have submitted to Him. Now we have submitted to Him. Allah Ta'ala has taught us how to ask from Him. Iyaka na'budu. To you only I worship. Or you only I worship, O Allah. Apart from Allah, no other deity do I worship. I don't worship my money. I don't worship my car. I don't worship the tree. I don't worship anything except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Iyaka na'budu. Iya over here is for emphasis. That we only worship you. Wa iyaka nasta'in. And we only ask help from you. So when we are worship, we submit to Allah, we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, when we need help also, we should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all our matters. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Now Allah ta'ala is guiding us further towards asking Him for guidance. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Guide us on the right path. And the right path is, okay, Nabiyyin, the right path of Alladhina, min al-Nabiyyin, wa siddiqin, wa shuhada, wa salihin. The right path is the path of the prophets, the truthful people, the shuhada, the martyrs, and the salihin, the righteous people. This is the correct path. And then further, we are asking Allah Ta'ala, Sirat al-Ladhina anamta alayhim. So those people upon whom you blessed, yani the Nabiyeen, the Siddiqeen, the Shuhada, and the Salihin. غير المغضوب عليهم, not of those people, not the path of those people upon whom your anger came. This is pertaining to the Jews. And those people that, because they had a habit of changing the Torah to their desires. Anything that did not suit them, they would change that. Yani, they diverted from the correct path of the Torah. So, غير المغضوب عليهم, not of those upon whom your wrath came, ولا الضالين, and not of those that who became completely deviated. This is pertaining to the Nasara, to the Christians, because they made Isa alayhi salam, they made Isa alayhi salam the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Yani the Son of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, na'uzubillah. So, Surah Fatiha, a brief description and understanding of Surah Fatiha, we read this every day. Brothers are requested to look at the translation and learn the translation also. So whilst we are reading Salah, that translation is conscious in our minds of what we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. And believe you me, when we do that, we will enjoy reading Salah. Because we will experience that we are having a conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when a person reads Surah Fatiha in Salah, every time the person is reading something, saying, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Hamidani Abdi, my servant has praised me. Ar-Rahmani Rahim, my servant has seen my compassion. Maliki Yawm al-Din, my servant has accepted my greatness. My servant has praised my greatness. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. And my servant is asking, my servant will get what he or she wants. Look, Allah is prepared to give. To give. As long as we ask, Allah is prepared to give. So my humble request to my brothers here today, and sisters or anyone listening at home, is that learn the translation. And when we read Salah, then try to make the translation conscious in our minds, and we will enjoy reading our Salah, because we will feel that we are having that conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It won't be just like a normal routine that we are in nowadays. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you and I all the tawfiq to act upon what has been said. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanahu rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamu ala al-mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Brothers are requested to continue coming, inshallah. Like we said, that the purpose of the Quran is so that we understand and implement it into our lives. That's the real purpose, inshallah ta'ala. And next week, inshallah, we will start a new surah. I haven't decided yet which one, but inshallah, we'll start a new surah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Malik Yawm al-Din. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama salli ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, al-Kamid al-Majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama barakt ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, al-Kamid al-Majid. Ya Allah Alameen, Ya Ghafur Rahim, Ya Rahman Ar-Rahim, Ya Badi as-Samawati wal-Ard, Ya Adil Jalal wal-Ikram. Ya Ghafur Rahim, Ya Allah, accept the verse of Quran. Ya Ghafur Rahim, Ya Allah, accept those that are present, accept those that are listening. Ya Ghafur Rahim, Ya Allah, any mistakes that are there, they may have been, Ya Allah, please forgive those mistakes. Ya Allah, grant us all the tawfiq and ability to understand your beloved Quran and implement this into our lives. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Subhanaka rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamu alal muslimin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin birahmatika ya rabbal alamin. Salam barakallahu sa'atuk wa tala. الحمد لله. Oops.
This one. Switch these two. Wow, this one.